Hello there. It's a weekend, and we've got an update.
Yes, we do. You know, we warned you about that bag, that flaming bag dropped off on your doorstep.
Don't step on it.
I hope your feet aren't on fire right now.
Yep.
And you don't have doo-doo all over yourself.
If you're wondering, what are they talking about? Well, yesterday, in the afternoon, they came out and said, well, we're going to open up the warrant, the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago. We're going to tell you about all the different things that we got. And
yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of hooey, if you ask me. But the mainstream media made it out to be a big deal. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, of course it was a big deal. You know, and there were some words and people that came out of this thing. And I had speculated Hillary knew about this thing, along with Biden knowing about this thing. And, let's straighten one thing out.
Mm-hmm.
The warrant was not sealed, and they had to unseal it. It was all along. That was a stall tactic. So, look, we got to get our story straight. Can anybody help us with this story? Dun-ta-da! Here she comes, Hillary to the rescue.
You know,
because the source...
By the way, I figured out who Merrick Garland sounds like.
Oh, great.
He sounds like... Do you remember Mr. Peabody, the cartoon character? Oh, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah.
That is Merrick Garland.
Well, let me say one thing. This promo is kind of a promo show, but it's not a show. It's going to be longer than 60 seconds, but it's not going to be 20, 30, 40, 60 minutes. It's just a tease. Go back and listen to 159 because this is the bridge to what's going to happen on Monday. But what did happen, I saw that they had a source. There's a couple of things going on. They had a source that is a former associate of Hillary.
Here's what they said that they got. They got 20 boxes of items, 11 sets of classified documents, some top secret documents, they say, sensitive compartmented documents, binders of photos, clemency order of Roger Stone, information about the president of France, and a handwritten note. That's what they got. By the way, Bill, I should point out again that the president has the authority, and he said he used it to declassify anything he wants at any time.
Yes, and when those boxes leave the White House, he didn't pack those boxes.
No.
He didn't mark classified on those boxes.
Nope.
But he did, because they leave, declassified them. Therefore, and the boxes, the numbers always change in count. But either way, they had the opportunity to go through before, and they did, and there was nothing there. And when you put everything together, and then I heard the word kompromat, a Russian word for compromised.
Oh, I like that word.
Yes. And
how do you spell that, Bill?
K-O-M-P, compo, compro. So
P-R-O-M-A-T.
Yeah, M-A-T. Yeah. Kompromat. And anyway, it's a Russian word, which is a clone of an English word, compromised. Basically what it means, you got information on somebody, and they're using the French president as the thing, and they're using the case in point that Putin doesn't like him. So they're making Trump up to be a spy, which is Russiagate, that he was a spy.
Well, who would do that, Bill?
Hillary, because the associate of Hillary is the person that speculated the information that came out. So this goes back to stinking Hillary.
You know, he was too nice to her. When he was on 60 Minutes early on in his presidency, she said, well, you said that you might put these people in jail during the campaign. Are you thinking about putting Hillary and Bill in jail? And President Trump said, nah, they're nice people. I'm not going to do it. They're not nice people. And I think Donald knows that now. And if I were Hillary, be careful what you say between now and the next time he raises his right arm.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. And, you know, you're going to have to go back, listen to 159, and I can tell you 160 is going to be interesting because overnight there will be more news. But one thing we speculated on is that Trump is not a safe man in the fact that there's a target on him. Somebody's got their sights on him. And what we mean is they've thrown a lot of things at him, and they haven't sunk that ship, and they're trying to sink him. They don't want him to run, but they don't want him around.
Oh, now, absolutely. Absolutely. Many people like you and I are concerned about his physical well-being.
Well, here's the thing. With these, and we know that it's not real, but they're there, can they sit there and get the espionage charges and the treason charges at least for far enough along to where, what do they do to a traitor, a
spy?
They
execute him. Well, that's not far-fetched. I'll tell you why it's not.
So the government will take him out.
I'll tell you why it's not far-fetched. Let me just find the story here.
And he doesn't have to be found guilty to do this.
This is amazing. This was yesterday. This was a guy named Beachloss. I guess he's a commentator, and I don't know whether he's on MSNBC, but he showed a picture of the Rosenbergs. The Rosenbergs were spies in the 50s who were executed, okay?
Right.
And it said Rosenbergs were convicted for giving U.S. nuclear secrets to Moscow and were executed June of 1953. And General Michael Hayden, former CIA director and big enemy of Trump, he tagged this tweet with "Sounds about right," meaning that makes sense to me. They're thinking this down there in D.C. Just what you said. These guys are thinking the worst. I hope he has amazing security around him.
No, you know, I actually now look. I'll say it right here. I think because our government and the CIA, without provocation, has taken out hits before, if there is a deep state that's bigger than anything, you dot the I's and cross the T's. You know what I'm saying? They've also, in this thing, from an unidentified source, for this information to come out, had to be an inside Trump circle thing. Got to be one of six people. Number one on the list, they say, is Melania, which is
Melania.
Yes.
Melania, yeah. The mother of his child, the woman who vowed to love him till death do her part, right? The woman who stood by his side throughout the whole presidency. She would do this now? Come on.
Well, before we wrap this up, I'm going to leave everybody with a question, because I know you got hit by the far left with some questions and emails, and I have too. I even got it by a bot, and they sat there and said, "Are you just stupid or ignorant?" I will ask you, if you're a liberal, the same question.
Bill, I'll leave them with this. If you are in favor of no borders, if you are in favor of surrender in Afghanistan, if you are somebody who wants to send all of our money to the Ukraine to support a questionable government for questionable purposes, if you believe that we shouldn't be drilling our own oil and should be going groveling on our knees to the Middle East and to Venezuela, if you believe all that stuff, then you belong voting for this clown that we have in office right now. That's your man.
I got good news for liberals, Democrats, and Republicans. You don't have to vote. The choice has already been made. They're going to vote for you. Think about that. Chew on it.
That's true. Well, that's a little tease for our program for Monday. Oh, it's going to be a busy week, I think. I think that they're going to be throwing more stuff. The closer we get to the elections, Bill, the more stuff they're going to throw at Donald Trump.
Yep. And I fear for his life. If you haven't listened to episode 159, listen to it. If you agree with it, it's going to make your skin crawl and your blood boil.
Yep.
If you're a liberal and listen to it, it's another reason to hate me and hate Jim, and your skin's going to crawl and your blood's going to boil. But either way, it's healthy. So listen to it. The doctor ordered. And listen to Monday, too.
Like the man said. Have a very good weekend, folks. We'll see you Monday.
See ya.